Commander Rowan, thank you for joining us today.
It is my pleasure to be with you, Bill. Thanks.
Well, thank you, and of course, thank you for your service. You are a veteran, and we appreciate all that you've done. And now, we appreciate what you're doing with the American Legion and with the families. And I think folks don't think about the sacrifices that families make, not only if they lose a loved one, or just what they have to do to have somebody in the military, be they a family that has to move cross-country every couple of years, or just has to wait and support somebody who is stationed somewhere.
Exactly. The family is right there. They continue being asked to be resilient, and as they're giving back, our military personnel, as they're stationed from one, they move from one duty station to another duty station, the whole family goes with them. The spouses have to change their jobs. The kids are having to say goodbye to their friends and start over at new schools. What we're finding is when our military personnel go off on deployment, and we go to those deployment ceremonies, and we ask our military heroes, what can we do to make sure you have one less worry while you're on the battlefield? Their answer is always, take care of my family first. And that's just what the American Legion family is all about. Now, our American Legion family is the American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary, our sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion riders. And we've experienced the fact that we've been deployed, we've been away from home, we've had our loved ones away from home. So, and we've been in that process of moving from one location to another to follow our heroes around. So what better family to take care of our military families than our Legion family.
And what are some of the services that the Family First Agenda will be providing, helping out with?
Well, the American Legion itself was founded on four major pillars, and those pillars are Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, and taking care of our veterans and making care they get the health care that they deserve, the benefits that they earned. If they want to go back to school, they're able to go back to school and use some of their military education to convert over to credits when they get to school. And by taking care of our veterans, we take care of their families. Another one of our pillars is national security, which is taking care of our military personnel. And when we take care of our military personnel and make sure that they have the training, the equipment that they need, we also make sure their families are taken care of here at home. And our other two pillars, we have a whole four pillars. Our other two are about children and youth, taking care of our kids, and Americanism, teaching what it means to be an American and what it means to give back to our communities. When I look at the American Legion family and everything we do, when you really look at that, you can really see how the American Legion family is taking care of our nation's families.
And you make a good point that the American Legion itself is a family and provides the same kind of support and help that a true family can have.
Exactly right. Our military personnel, when they're in uniform, they call them a battle buddy. They have someone who they're always with, who makes sure that they take care of one another. And when they get out, their battle buddy may not be anywhere near their hometowns. And that's where the American Legions across the nation were there. We've had some similar experiences, and we hope our military personnel, all of our veterans, find the American Legion so we can find one another and make sure that we continue to listen and take care of each other. If there's any concerns that happen, we have somebody who they can talk to.
Coming up at the end of next month is Memorial Day, or as it used to be called, Decoration Day, because it was the day they decorated the graves of the fallen. And what are the plans the Legion has for Memorial Day, and what are you going to be doing on Memorial Day?
So on Memorial Day, what you'll see in the weeks and days ahead of Memorial Day, you'll see a lot of American Legion family members distributing poppies. Poppies are a memorial flower that you'll see a lot of people wearing around Memorial Day. And the distribution of those poppies, we ask for a donation. Those donations are used to take care of veterans and their families, as well as our military personnel. Now, personally, I will be on a visit over to Europe. We have a lot of military troops that are stationed over there with their families. We have American Legion posts overseas. Actually, the American Legion was founded about 100 years ago in Paris, France, by World War I veterans over there. And I'll also have the opportunity to visit a lot of the U.S. military cemeteries that are over there and lay a few wreaths and just learn more about the history. and more about the difference that we made in the European countries during World War One and World War Two.
That is one of the most moving things you can do, either visit a military cemetery here in the States or go to Arlington or overseas. It really drives home the sacrifices that have been made for this country.
You're exactly right. In communities across this nation, we have memorials for all, pretty much all of the wars that we've been through. Just to take the time to read the memorials, to learn just a little bit of the history that comes behind it, and to realize the sacrifices that small towns across this nation, the men, the women, the brothers, the sisters, that people have given to make sure that folks have the way of life that they're used to here in America.
You mentioned PTSD and other health issues with veterans, and of course, making sure our veterans have the best possible health care. But are there other issues, for instance, employment, things like that, that the American Legion is helping veterans with?
Well, we have been meeting with, you're absolutely right. Employment is one of our concerns, and the transition from getting out of the military into civilian life, we want to make sure that that's as smooth as possible. And in that transition, we have folks who learn so much while they're in the military that they could just come into civilian life and do a job. Like we have our truck drivers, military truck drivers, who should be able to just get a license and credentials in whatever state they land in when they get out of the military. So the American Legion works with our governors' associations across the nation for that type of licenses and credentials. We have medical technicians that are in the military who should be able to get out and with just possibly a little bit extra training, be able to be EMTs in their hometowns where they settle in. For a lot of our military personnel, when they get out, they want to go back to school, and they have the GI Bill, and we make sure that the GI Bill continues to be relevant through our lobbying efforts. But when they get out, we want to make sure that the military training converts over to credentials or to credits in their universities so that they don't have to start at page one of their textbooks. They can say, you know, I could write a book about this subject. So let's give them credit where credit's due for all of the work that they've already done for our country.
And before we go any further, is there some place that people can go for information? Is there a website they can go to for information on the Legion?
There is a website that you can learn all about the American Legion. It's legion.org. I think that's a really simple thing to remember, just legion.org.
I imagine your picture is up there, too, just in case they're curious.
It's just curious of what I look like, yes. It is up there.
And let's talk about you for a second, because you're the commander of the American Legion. How did you get involved in the first place?
Well, I got involved with the Legion when my husband and I got out of the military, and we ended up in a community that neither of us were from, but we thought we have to, you know, just because you took a uniform off doesn't mean that you stop serving the nation. And we needed to find a connection in our towns and in our community, and that's when we found the American Legion family. Now, originally when I went to the Legion to join, they suggested that women join the auxiliary, the American Legion Auxiliary, which is a fantastic organization, but I was sort of disappointed in that because women really have been able to be part of the Legion since its founding back in 1919. We moved to another town just a few years later, and that American Legion post welcomed me in, and they helped me through the process of learning about the American Legion. They mentored me, they trained me, and through that post experience, I went on to become state commander and then on to be national commander. I went back to that original post, and they now have a picture of me up. And that picture above it says she could have been a member of this post, and to remember that women are veterans too. And that's just it. We're looking in the American Legion. We're looking for war era veterans who want to continue to give back to this nation and want to make sure that their voices are heard as we lobby Congress to make sure that veterans, our military personnel, and our families are all taken care of.
We're very heavily involved in veterans affairs here at the station, so we know very well what the Legion does around here. Of course, Uniontown, known as the birthplace of General George C. Marshall, and so there is a significant presence here. And if folks want to find out more about, again, about joining, can they go to the website?
They can. Legion.org will give you all kinds of information. It'll give you videos to watch, and it will give you the opportunity to join our organization there also.
And once again, thank you for your service and safe travels over the holidays. And please, we look forward to speaking with you again. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. You have a great day, too.